We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holders. But we have a friend in Holders out there, John.
John
here with us.
But and Jason was here, too.
Jason was here.
Our friends are showing up today.
First Rate Ag in Holders is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com.
First Rate.
Or not call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. Mention the ticket.
Parker texted me yesterday, apologized for not being down. He said he'll be down to go to the bird with us.
Next time.
Post-harvest.
Oh, post-harvest.
And he sent me a picture of him combining beans.
Parker?
Yes.
Parker in Holdridge.
Yes. In Holdridge.
First Do I know egg. Parker?
I don't know if you know Parker or not. I'm not sure.
What are you eating there?
What are you having there? Snack? What do you got, Steve?
Hershey's.
Hershey's? Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not supposed to be eating it.
I don't think so. Piper's going to bring down more candy bars.
Well, he was there yesterday.
Yeah, Piper was there yesterday.
Piper grew his hair out a little bit.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Looks good.
But you noticed the jacket he had on?
Hershey's
gold.
Gold. I mean,
that's exactly your Hershey's gold.
Yeah. Your Hershey's gold, that is incredible.
That was a regal jacket.
That was incredible jacket. Imagine you having access to candy bars 24/7.
Imagine walking around with a Hershey's gold jacket.
You work for exactly.
I work for Hershey's.
Well, I'm gold.
Yeah.
I'm a gold member.
Gold standard.
Look at the jacket. Yeah. Speaks for itself.
What a job, by the way. Just making people happy.
Every time you talk, you stop and someone's happy to see you. Who do you work for? Hershey's chocolate.
Oh, I love Reese's. Hershey's.
Oh, I love this. All this. It's incredible.
What a job. Yeah. What an idyllic job. Selling beer would be idyllic too. People just happy.
Remember, the number one job is no longer exist. That was the guy who came to change the records out of the jukebox. The guy that traveled around with the big box of records and just went to bars.
You didn't see him very often.
You didn't see him, but all of a sudden you get in there and all of a sudden, C-19's different. It's a different song. Take this thing out.
Changed it up.
It's always amazing those bars that would open at night. If you just happened to be in a bar during the day, it was fascinating. Before it was open.
It's a whole different feeling.
Yeah, the lights are up, the sun's in. You're like, ooh, this looks different during the day.
It is a very different feeling.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
First Rate. All right. Let's fire up
the thrills.
Bill's Thrills. Here we go on Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It's a wild card Wednesday, Bill. What's on your mind?
I thought I would talk football.
I like
thought
that.
I thought I would talk football. It's football. It's college sports.
Sports.
Fraud, futures, and fabulous futures. Fraud futures and fabulous and fabulous futures.
Hey, that's a good that got my attention.
Cut off your nose to spite your face. The Mountain West Conference and the Pac-12 Conference, the Pac-2. The biggest buffoonery I may have ever seen. They couldn't keep their egos out of it. They just couldn't figure it out. All they had to do was simply just merge together. All they had to do was Washington State and Oregon State goes, and then they go to the Pac-12 or name the name wherever they want, and they bring in that incredible league of the Mountain West. Boise, Colorado State, Fresno, great league.
Not a bad league.
Incredible. Nope, because both leagues said, nope, we want to be the Mountain West, and the Pac-12 says, no, we're going to be the Pac-12. And they find both sides go, nope, screw it, we're splitting up. Now they are completely, they look like idiots. I want you to think about this. One of the things that came out yesterday was, we are honored to be part of the Mountain West now, because the Mountain West went out and locked up UTEP. So they got UTEP. They had to get the UTEP TVs to make sure that they could hold the league together.
El Paso.
That's the league.
Big college football town.
Big college football town. It's where you want to be.
You love El Paso.
I want you to think about this.
For other reasons.
Mountain West Conference. Hawaii's football, you have to have eight teams. They still don't have eight because Hawaii's not a full-time member.
Okay.
They're football only. So now it's UNLV, San Jose State, Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, Air Force, and UTEP. That's their teams. Okay, so they have seven teams. They need another one. Who are they going to go get? No, it gets better now. You're the Pac-12. They need two teams.
Okay.
They have Wazoo, Oregon State, good, Boise State, Fresno, Colorado State, San Diego State.
Okay, not bad.
That's it. So who they got to add two more teams. And who are they going to add?
Who is it?
Who's going to move the needle for it?
Who is it?
That's why they talk Texas State is one of the teams.
No needle
going to be in the Pac-12.
No needle.
No needle.
No needle.
There's nothing. They added the Zags in like three Gonzaga. Years from now for basketball
for
only.
Basketball, yeah.
Yep, 2026.
These two leagues stink. And all they had to do was stay together. That's all they had to do was just be the – if they just add, can you imagine being in the Mountain West, you added in who? Oregon State and Wazoo?
Oh, going, 100.
Hey, got a league, man.
We got a league.
We got a league.
But so what you're saying is Oregon State and Washington State wouldn't – they wouldn't bow – they wouldn't stoop to the Mountain West.
They wouldn't
West.
Go to it. But now they're sitting there going, they got to bring two teams in that no one even cares about. They wanted UNLV. Oh, and I'm off on this one. I'm off on one here.
That's okay.
It's seven that they have. Utah State is in the Pac-12. Utah State has joined the Pac-12. So
God.
Again, Utah
they
State.
One
they need one more.
Utah State's in the Pac-12.
Utah, yeah. So they need one more. Utah
Not
State.
Much.
And so they kind of thought, UNLV is going to, and Air Force is going to go to the AAC. Didn't happen. They're like, no, we'll stay in the two leagues look awful as a whole.
They
look awful as a whole.
They stink, as you said. Yeah. Now, I will say this. What a great day for UTEP, though. I mean,
it is. They said it. We're honored to be in the Mountain West. Yeah, they are.
It is a great day.
They got out of Conference USA, which I'm not sure Conference USA isn't better than the Mountain West now. Not when you have it all knocked down. Take Boise and Fresno out of it. I mean, San Diego State was in the national championship game in basketball 2 years ago.
Correct.
I mean, the leagues, all they had to do was just be like, you know what?
God.
Just two adults sit down. Just two adults sit
down.
I
think what everybody needs to do now is find this news, because a lot of people walking down the street right now have no idea what the Pac-12 is now and what the Mountain West is now. I need to look at it. I need to sit down and ponder these teams.
Right now it's going to be, hey,
thank you, Bill.
When's that UTEP-San Jose State game going to be to make sure we get – think game day will be there? I don't think so.
No.
All they had to do is that. I got one quick one, Jake. Can I add?
Please do, please. Bill.
This is incredible.
Please.
The AAC, Army, kicking sea bass. They're 4-0.
Wow.
Whoa.
Navy, 4-0. Navy just put 56 on Memphis the week after Memphis beat Florida State. These two teams are playing incredible.
Yes,
now,
he did.
Here's what I want you to think about.
If these two
things play out in the right manner, and they're the top two teams in the AAC, they will play in the conference championship game, Army versus Navy,
four.
A week before Army versus Navy.
That's okay.
Think about that.
It's 100%.
Imagine Army-Navy playing in the AAC, and there's a chance they're playing to go to the playoffs.
Now, that would be incredible.
Think about this. And then they have to play each other again. And after that, the playoffs are already set before the Army-Navy game.
Oh, God, that's interesting.
So there is so much drama here. So right now, as fans, pull hard for Army and Navy.
Yes.
You want Army and Navy
Keep
to
winning.
Win. To see what happens.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Saying, okay, imagine if they get in. Into the playoffs, and then they have to play again, and then one of those teams loses that's already in the playoff. So Navy wins, they're in the playoff, then they lose to Army in the classic Army-Navy game in mid-December.
Well, I mean, the first thing I think of is whoever plays that team in the first round, that's a pain.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
That's a pain.
Oh, they're off. They're rolling.
Because you got to prepare for that.
These two teams are absolutely rolling.
Are they both running option, traditional option?
Yeah, traditional. It's a little... It's not just truly lined up in true three-back wishbone, but it's still triple option and quarterback run and
this
all those things.
This needs to be added for this, Bill, because thanks to Ted and the text line. It's the first time since 1945 that both Army and Navy are 4-0.
Is that
right?
This is
a big deal.
Yeah,
it's
it
a
is.
It's a big deal.
College football, wow.
College football.
Bill, great stuff. Great
Pac-12
stuff.
Pac-12 Mountain West joke book.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fuel restrictions apply.
All they had to do, that's all they had to do. All they had to
call it the Pac West or the Pac Mountain.
That's all they had to do, the Pac Mountain.
They don't want to do that.
But they won't need both sides.
It benefits.
So now both sides.
I know.
All of a sudden they're on the phone, the Mountain West on the phone. Wait, what are you doing today, Commissioner? I'm talking to UTEP, trying to lock it down. Good job. Get him.
I wonder if there's some mitigating factor.
So who, just like that, there's no one to move the needle because none of these teams are leaving like Utah's not going, hey, we'll double back to the Pac-12. No. They're in the Big 12. There's no teams to take to move the needle. There's absolutely none.
And you think this is just straight ego that prohibited
them?
The two
sides couldn't come together.
To be. Why would the Mountain West let ego get in the way of a move like that? I could kind of see the Pac-12.
I just can't believe they couldn't, because they couldn't come together. With that group of teams, with those two, can you imagine if in the Mountain West, just out of the blue, And you could get those two teams to come. You'd be like, yeah, we can get Wazoo.
Why would
Oregon
they do
State?
That then?
Because there's just too much fight by the egos got too big. Mm. The egos are just too big in the room. And then they would have had someone could have
so
came
pissed.
In. Oh, I am.
I love
and,
it.
The leagues, both of them right now are going, you're like, really? That's our league?
Yeah, if you added Oregon State and Washington State to the Mountain West, you're cooking.
Incredible league.
You're cooking.
Incredible league.
You're cooking.
Now you're not. You're not cooking. Bad stuff.
I would say that it is stupid. It's a bad look.
There's not one. And once again, this war would help to have a commissioner of overseeing the whole
Nick
thing.
Nick Saban or Bill Bush
to come in. I'd like to have gotten consideration. I'll be his associate if he wants.
You'd be in position to rise.
To rise.
That's
yes.
a good role.
Because Nick
still,
Saban's
Bill.
A little older.
I might be able to slip into that thing.
Yep. Yeah. You heard Gundy say that Saban should be the commissioner. You have said that too.
So
right?
A commissioner probably would have got together with those guys and like, hang on now. Are you telling me we can't? What that? Who'd you say? Kissinger.
Kissinger would get the Middle East countries together
and talk.
And he won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
That would be you. You might win a Nobel Peace Prize.
If I was a Kissinger, that would be incredible.
You would be.
I think I could have got those people together and be like, let me figure this thing out. But no, instead, UTEP just got added. And now, and
the Mountain West. What a grand day for El Paso.
It was. It was probably one of those
parade today.
Remember when Texas went to the SEC the day it happened? Was it July 1st? And they had fireworks and all that stuff. Imagine UTEP when they finally go in, the fireworks.
A lot of gunshots going into that.
We made it.
They're fire.
Juarez is like, all right.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is also a wild card Wednesday, and I think you guys will like this topic.
Okay.
Okay. The Major League Baseball playoffs have begun. Now
they have.
Our topic today is pitchers of the 1970s.
Oh, God.
We got a chance.
Oh, yes.
Got a chance.
Yes, we have a great chance.
I'm not trying
Steve
to dupe anybody. These should be well-known names, I would say.
Okay. I'm sure. We'll get them. Bill, come on.
Gotcha.
If you think you know
call
your
in.
Major League pitchers of the 1970s, please give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Now, young Ben had to leave early, so I don't know who we have on the line. I have to put a random person on, but we'll see how they feel about Major League pitchers of the 1970s. So, that person's gone.
We
good
lost
start.
Him. We lost the show's crashing. Young Ben had to dip.
Had to dip.
Okay, yeah. If you can hear me, who do we have on the phone right now?
This is Jason.
Jason!
Coach A. Yeah.
Did he say go Jays? Is that what he said?
No, he said Coach A.
Oh, Coach A. I thought he said Coach A. Okay. Yeah. Jason with the... Jason, how do you feel about... pitchers of the 1970s, Major League Baseball.
Well, I was alive in the 70s, so maybe I can. I went to a lot of Royals games in the 70s.
Slidor.
All right, Jason, you should have a puncher's chance here.
Let's see how this goes. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip as always. Jason, the first question to you: what Orioles pitcher won 3 Cy Young awards in the 70s, is a Hall of Famer, and spent his entire 19 seasons with Baltimore?
Layup.
Oh. I think I had his glove. Yeah.
You just stumped me on the first question out. You know, Bill, can you help me?
No, he can't. Yeah,
unfortunately, he can't.
And I do know the answer, which is odd.
I got
it. Are you going to take a guess, Jason, or not?
Just throw out a name.
Five.
I'm not gonna take a guess.
Okay,
sorry.
Give me the horns then.
Okay, he had regal hair and a tan. He was tall and he was a right hander. His name was Jim Palmer.
He also became a big and I think Dion put a pie in his face.
Ooh, didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, I think Dion put a pie in his face.
Okay, we'll have to look at that.
Yeah, look that up. That happened. Okay. I think
Dion?
That was him.
Yeah. Sanders?
Sanders.
Really?
Yeah, check that one.
Okay.
1-0 leads. Bill is still in play, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to win.
Sip, first question. What pitcher won 2 Cy Young Awards for the Phillies in the 70s and 4 in total following a tenure before that with the Cardinals? He's also a Hall of Famer.
Just look up his stats. They're incredible how often he would go 9 innings. This is incredible. That was a different time.
Better times.
Steve Carlton, better times.
Steve Carlton is correct.
He was big.
Big dude.
Big dude.
Threw heat. Threw heat. Yep.
To stay alive, Jason, your last question.
Just down so in our wheelhouse.
Jason, what pitcher won a Cy Young Award for the Indians at that time in 1972 and for the Padres in 1978 and is a Hall of Famer?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Again, Indians 72 and the Padres 78, Cy Young Award winner for both teams.
Was that Gaylord Perry?
Brilliant!
I'm sorry. Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord Perry. We love you, Gaylord.
Love you, yes.
Yes.
All right.
We Bill, love you, Gaylord.
I didn't have it.
Bill is still in play here, up 2-1, Sips.
All right, now there's a little pressure.
Yeah.
What pitcher spent 7 seasons with the A's, winning a Cy Young Award in 1974 before finishing his final 5 seasons with the Yankees and is a Hall of Famer? Again, won the Cy Young Award in 74 with the Oakland A's, finished his last 5 seasons with the Yankees. He is a Hall of Famer.
Starting pitcher. I have a guess.
I know it. I know it. You don't need to guess. We're 100% on this.
Let me write it down and you say it.
It's a unique first name. We have a problem. Okay, say it again.
Okay, one more time. What pitcher spent 7 seasons with the A's, winning a Cy Young Award in 1974 before finishing his final 5 seasons with the Yankees, but he is a Hall of Famer
for the Yankees, I don't think.
I don't think he did either. I don't think so.
Catfish Hunter.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he didn't pitch for the Yankees. But he did pitch for the A's.
Yeah,
Vita Blue. Potential Vita Blue.
Yeah.
Jason, we'll get you a bag of coffee.
Nice job, Steve.
Thank you.
Calling on the road. Nice try today, Jason.
Jason, thanks for calling in.
That's amazing we know those.
Pitchers of the 1970s. Yeah. All 4 questions were answered correctly.
If you had to say, name the pitchers that pitched yesterday, no chance.
No. Shohei Ohtani. you know, I can name a lot of 70s baseball players, a lot of them.
Steve Carlton.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, he was a hammer.
Okay, this is for Bill now. Game's already been won. Tiebreaker. Jim Palmer pitched 19 seasons with the Orioles, as I said before.
Jeez, 19 seasons.
What was his career ERA?
3.62.
Ooh, I was going to say 3.28, so I'm going to go lower.
This, to me, is remarkable. 2.86 career ERA.
Better times.
That is unbelievable.
That is.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he was a remarkable player.
2.86?
You know what I love reading about it when it pops up? I love reading Bob Gibson's numbers.
Oh, God.
His numbers were crazy.
Well, they changed the mound because of Bob Gibson.
They changed the mound.
Yeah.
Also, every game was 9 innings. He completed the game.
If you go back, I for some reason I was listening to a podcast that they were talking about Steve Carlton. And it was incredible how often he pitched. I mean,
it wasn't every 5 days, like every 3 days.
It was like every 4 days, and he'd go 9 innings. Like it was crazy.
Built to last.
He was a horse. Yeah, he was a horse.
Well, congratulations. You guys win the game show today. And
thank you.
You do know some baseball. You guys know ball?
Doesn't that freak you out how much we know about the 70s?
That was, the pitchers of the 70s. Victory.
Just nailed them.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.